Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and ensure success in young athletes.
Hi, this is Patrick Cohn with USportsPsychology.com. Today, I'm talking with Joe Buffard. He is the active director of Youth Football USA. We're going to talk about how to improve the sports experience for kids by working with youth football coaches.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of YouthSportsPsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit YouthSportsPsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
So, Joe, can you talk a little bit about what you're doing at Youth Football USA in terms of your certification program and the coaches that you're working with?
Sure, I'd be more than happy to. Youth Football USA has an online coaching certification where coaches can log on, take a 60-question test. It's very simple, true or false answers. But this, within the 60 questions, we cover topics such as rules of the game, teaching techniques, coaching ethics, health and safety of the players, equipment fitting issues, and it all stems from the base of attacking the issue of getting the right coaches on the field teaching these young athletes. We've had tremendous success with it. We've had numerous leagues that now require their coaches to come in and take our exam before they can be considered to be a coach within that organization, and we're very proud of that. Because of the success we've had, we're now adding background checks to our certification process, and then insurance programs to benefit that. So now if a coach comes in, they pass with an 80% passing grade, they can then take a background check and then be qualified for a coaching liability insurance policy. So we're trying to really put a full package together for the coaches, but more importantly, we're attacking the issue of getting the right coaches trained and teaching the right techniques on the field.
Sounds like a great program, and I think the parents would want to know, how is this program, how by certifying the coaches, how are you improving the sport experience for kids?
Well, the key thing that I found in my experiences traveling the country is the big frustration that youth coaches and youth football administrators had is getting these father volunteers who may have played a little bit youth high school football, maybe played none at all. And now getting them, and how do they teach a technical sport of, you know, tackling? How do you teach the blocking for an offensive lineman? You know, how do you teach the throwing mechanics for a quarterback? And at the youth level, the whole philosophy is building a love and interest and passion in this game so these kids can take that throughout their careers. While some kids' careers may end right at youth football, some will go into high school, college, and if they're lucky, into the professional ranks. But the key is to instill the passion and love and the right techniques and fundamentals at this young age. And a lot of frustration is parents want to be part of their young child's lives and want to be out there supporting, but they just don't know the proper way to teach the sport. And that's what we're providing is resources, whether the certification, the online clinics we do. I speak at numerous regional clinics up here in the Northeast, coaching clinics, that is, and just drills and everything. And by having these resources available to these father volunteers, to these parent volunteers, it's hoping to educate them in the proper ways of teaching the game and playing the game.
I saw on your website that you did a survey asking what is your major concern in your league, and I assume this was for coaches and parents, and 69% of them said that it's the quality of the coaches. So I assume those are some of the things that you're trying to address, is you're trying to kind of standardize the coaching out there. You're trying to help bring coaches along so that they're more qualified to actually do the coaching. I assume at the high school level, there's more coaches that are really qualified to be doing the coaching. But at the youth level, we see that there's a lot of volunteers out there that really maybe don't have a certification or really aren't qualified to teach. What are you doing with that type of group?
Well, that's the exact target we're facing, is those 69% of those people that responded, that's who we're providing this resource for. So, again, through our website, we have resources. We have, and again, it's not just provided by us. I try and link all the resources that are out there to help parents and youth coaches and youth league administrators to one-stop shopping, if you will. Again, addressing needs, you know, we have a monthly newsletter that I'm always putting a drill of the week, some type of a philosophical coaching technique or tip out there for them. And I'm really trying to get out there and just make sure that every league administrator knows that we're out here, with our resources are available to us. And then, again, I do a lot of clinics. I'm now doing online clinics so coaches can come in and attend and learn how to develop a coaching philosophy. You know, before you can even take the field, how are you going to teach these kids? You may have the greatest playbook in the world, and maybe it's one you use in college or one you back in your high school day, but, you know, how are you going to teach it? How are you going to organize your practice? So I'm trying to provide all these resources for these 69% of the people out there that said, hey, we need this structure. And my goal is just trying to get the word out about us, that we're here at YFUSA.com, and, you know, feel free to use us for any way, shape, or form you want to.
From the parents' perspective, I know you're doing a lot of work with the coaches. Are you doing anything to actually bring the parents along with the coaches, or is your program primarily targeted towards, you know, certifying coaches, improving coaches? And then, you know, another part, a second part of that question would be, I would assume the teaching coaches the X and O's of how to tackle and you know, their ability to teach the actual skills is the easy part. But maybe working with kids and making sure that kids have a fun experience and be able to communicate well with kids, I see as a bigger challenge than just, you know, certifying coaches on the X's and O's. So I guess those are two different questions that you could address.
Yeah, I'll answer that second part. I agree with you 100%. One of the things that I talk about in my clinics that I give, both, you know, in a regional face-to-face or I do online conference calls, is, you know, we address in building your coaching philosophy. And you have to go in and be a kid. You have to be an 8-year-old. You have to go back to thinking what it's like to be an 8, 9, 10-year-old kid and kind of get in their shoes. And you can't go in there, maybe your experience where you had kind of a militant coach back when you were in the high school or your playing days, and you have to make it fun. You have to make it enjoyable. I always stress to the coaches, I ask them, you know, is anybody getting a $1 million signing bonus to come back and coach youth football this year? Did anybody get the new Nike endorsement for taking the team to the city conference championship? Are any of us paying our mortgage based on, you know, how many wins we had at the youth level last year? And they all kind of, you know, joke about it and say, oh, that's funny. But you really think about it, it really doesn't matter if we win or lose. So we're trying to build this fun, positive environment for these youth players. So we have to get to the youth level. You have to get down to a kid. For example, you know, today's society, SpongeBob SquarePants is a big cartoon character. So maybe you have the SpongeBob Square Drill, where you're teaching kids how to, you know, make agility drills and you call it something like that. I use the analogy of, you know, the formations you can call could be superheroes. So maybe it's Superman formation. Maybe it's, you know, Iron Man is your, you know, your tight formation for running it down down the middle. And, again, there's some coaches that use that, and the kids enjoy that. They get involved in coming up with different formations and names for it, cartoon characters, superheroes, things like that. But I think it's very important that you know, in dealing with adults, because we're adults, we deal with adults on a day-to-day basis, we have to get down and teach at the kids' level. And that's something that is challenging for some of these parent volunteers because, again, they're not used to. Again, obviously, they have their own child, but speaking to a group of, you know, 30 kids is a lot different than speaking to your one child. And you have to make sure that you're able to communicate to each one of those. And there's different ways when communicating to each kid. Kids are different. One kid may understand a drill verbally and get it and pick up the concept right away if you tell them once. Some kids have to see it drawn up on a board or on a piece of paper. Some kids have to walk through the motions. And some kids need all three. So it really comes down to, you know, understanding your team, understanding yourself, how you're going to coach, motivate, teach, explain things that you're trying to, the concepts you're getting across of the game of football to these young athletes, and then finding what way each kid, one of those 30, will react, and then, you know, keying in onto those. And that's, I think that it's very important that again, we realize we have to get into our kids, you know, get into to their mind a little bit, that mindset of kids these days when you're coaching these young players.
But it seems like today that sports has become so competitive. You know, kids are competitive. The parents, even the parents, are competitive and want kids to succeed. The coaches themselves are competitive, and it's even at the very young levels, it seems like it's still about, you know, we want to do well and we want to win. So how do you balance that whole competitive nature with the idea of let's just go have fun?
Well, I think there's a couple ways. There's one, you stress that, wins and losses. You know, there's some leagues that don't keep score at a certain level with flag and, you know, the 5-7-year-olds. And it's just all about going in and having fun. It then gets a little bit competitive and, you know, score and things like that as the kids get older can handle that. I stress to coaches when I'm giving my seminars is that, you know, when it's a win, you give the kids all the credit for it. When it's a loss, we as coaches take all the credit and blame for that. And the reason is we're adults, we can accept that, and we don't ever want to point a finger on a kid, hey, you lost the game because you fumbled that snap, and they scored on it. You know, man, that's us fault. As coaches, we didn't practice our center quarterback exchanges. When balancing that is parents have to understand what are their expectations for their child participating in this youth sport, whether it's soccer, baseball, basketball, or football. Again, it's unfortunate in my experience with the football camps, kids young as 8, 9, 10 years old will be coming to our camps, and the parents are expecting them to go to Notre Dame and impress the, you know, the big-name coaches that are at the camp when they're only 9, 10 years old. You know, the next level is middle school. You know, let them have fun. Let them go out there and just enjoy the game. I've had parents come up and ask me what they can do to get their players, you know, their sons to be more aggressive, more, you know, active out there. They want to be little monsters on the field. Having this conversation, talking with a father on the phone one day, after that, you know, I interpreted the kids were 16, 17 years old high school kids. They turned out to be 9, 10 year old kids. And I said, sir, with all due respect, just go out there and have fun. Go out there and play catch with your sons. Go out there and you know, hit the ball around with them. They'll tell you when they're ready to be serious about this sport. They'll tell you when they want to go to the next level, and they'll come to you and say, Dad, I really love this. You know, I want to become better at this. But until then, just let them go and free play. And unfortunately, I think that today's society, we are so structured because we see a dollar sign on the Tiger Woods, the Michael Jordans, the Derek Jeters, you know, the Peyton Mannings, the Tom Brady's of the world, that we lose sight of those people right there are such a small percentage of our society, and that the average youth football or youth sports kid will maybe 1 out of 10 will go all the way up and play into college. Maybe, you know, 3 out of 10 will go in and play all the way through their senior year in high school. So it's just going out there and just enjoying the activity with the kids, getting the social benefit of interacting, working together as a team, building the characteristics and person development that sports allows us to do. And it's unfortunate because as I grow and I relate back to my childhood, I think the concept of free play has been lost in society. Free play meaning go out there, let's ride our bikes, meet at the park, and go play. I bet you if you went out to a group of kids and just rolled the ball out there, soccer, basketball, you know, football, whatever, within about 10 to 15 minutes, the kids themselves would be able to construct a game, construct rules, govern themselves, and play fairly. But we as adults feel everything needs to be structured. It's going to be competitive, and I got to get my kid right in the right class, the right athletic program, so that they can get in the right college and get that scholarship and become the next Peyton Manning.
Or just get the scholarship. I mean, it could be, yeah. Great. Those are some great tips for both coaches and parents. I've been talking with Joe Bouffard, who is the active director of Youth Football USA. You can find him on the web at yfusa.com. Joe, thanks for your time today.
My pleasure, Patrick. Thanks so much for everything you do with U Sports, and I look forward to speaking with you in the future.
Great. Thank you.
Be sure to visit youthsportspsychology.com to get our new workbook CD program, The Ultimate Sports Parent. You can also pick up our free ebook, 10 Tips to Improve Confidence and Success in Young Athletes. That's youthsportspsychology.com.